Europe, Asia, Antarctica, Middle East, and the Americas. Spirit FM, positive soul music.
You're listening to the new Spirit FM, Christian hit music.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times we are living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be
good evening to cherished listeners. From now till 9 p.m., we have a few things to talk about, the news, what's happening in the world. And, okay, so I saw the video of that so-called pastor in South Africa who successfully deceived several thousands, if not millions, of Christians around the world. CNN covered it, and other international networks covered the news item. They called it all sorts of rapture talk and all that, you know, the whole thing trending on TikTok, and the mockery of it. And it's just sad and unfortunate how gullible Christians can be. And he's not even ashamed. He's come out to say that, the calendar was so, you know, this thing, Christians, what's wrong with us? He used the Gregorian calendar, the one, the normal one, January, December that we used. But it should have rather been the Julian calendar. That was what was in use Jesus' time. So Jesus was rather referring to the Julian calendar. So now the rapture date is postponed to 6th to 7th October. And people are believing it. And hey, it's serious. So, no. I mean, it makes the Bible so true now. Let me just get into let's read something in Matthew. It makes it so true because when Jesus says in Matthew 24, verse 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. This was the introduction to the talk about end time by Jesus. So, if really we are in the end time and you hear such a thing, shouldn't that bell ring that Jesus said this? So, and it's like these followers of this Joshua guy don't want to hear anything about the word of God. It's like he said he saw Jesus. So that is it. That overrides the written word of God. So even though you quote, it's like they've been bewitched. And I saw the video, people who sold their cars, people who, there's one Uber driver in the U.S., a couple gave him a huge sum of money because it's like they are being raptured, so they are going. So like they give him their savings money, and it's serious, all sorts of. And you just glance online and it's like they are defending their position. Oh yes, it was the calendar, that so it's rather the Julian calendar, so that means is by a shift of, say, 13 days or something. So it goes to 6th to 7th October. It will come. God should give us the grace to live and see the 6th and 7th. Because you see, the word of God stands sure. So as for that one there, the word of God is supreme. So what they say they are saying, they will say it and they will be embarrassed again. But when it gets there, they will still find it. It's as if, you know,
People think that when the devil is deceiving, he is coming to showcase himself as what, a two-horned person wearing what, black pointed nose or what. That would be the sign to show that, okay, this is the devil deceiving us. Clearly, you listen to this guy talking and you see that this is the devil that is at work, deceiving people, creating confusion in the body of Christ and his followers. People are believing it. And, you know, the most serious part of these things is that when you fall for this, it makes you a serious candidate for other deceptions that will come, because clearly it means you don't have any spiritual defenses to withstand deception in the first place. So if glaring deception like this, you can fall for it. This one, this guy has not done, there's not been any miracles, calling down fire and serious miracles. So just sits on a podcast by some twins and then says that I saw Jesus and Jesus says this. So people have believed it. How much more if he had called fire and he has done some wild wonders, miracles, broken bodies scattered on the streets, he's able to bring it together to form a human being again. If he has done that miracle, then what would have happened? So if you people, I mean, the people falling for this, I feel sad for them, because it means they are candidates of any other serious deception. There's no way they can defend it, because they don't have any internal deception, anti-deception or anti-deceptive means of stopping. They will fall for it. And the second danger with those who fall for this type of deception is that when it fails, the probability of some falling away, leaving the faith completely, is also very high, because I mean they're ridicule and all that is like, I say this, I've said it before, let me just repeat it, maybe you have some first timers listening to me on this program. I met this man, this old man, some years ago, and I gave him a tract. I gave him a lift, so I had some tracts. I gave him one. And the way he resisted it and his demeanor, it was a bit, it's like, hey, this old man, father, you are nearing death now. You are anti-God, anti-Christ. I mean, this type of behavior towards a gospel tract. Well, so later I was chatting with a neighbor of that man where I picked him, like, so a neighbor who is just two houses adjacent to this man's house where I picked him. And so my neighbor, this friend of mine, was telling me, this man, he used to be a serious Christian, and he and the family believed in a certain rapture prophecy that Jesus was coming. So they sold all their things and believed, and the dates, nothing happened. And that was his end as a Christian. He backslided completely. It wasn't long after that I saw the obituary of this man on the wall. You know, so these rapture dates then, it's not as simple. I mean, I get angry when I see online people saying that, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. If he makes a mistake, what's the big deal? It's a very big deal, because this is a direct way the devil can get some people to go to hell. The devil is not a joker. He knows how to play the game very well. This thing, there are people who backslide by already falling for this. Their end is that they eventually leave the faith, because when it doesn't happen, it's like, then this whole Christian stuff, cry enough of it, we are tired of it, because they can't stand the mockery and the criticism and all that. It's like they even begin to doubt the word of God. I mean, already the word of God is not in them, because if you have the word of God in you, you won't even fall for it in the first place. So clearly they are even shaky in the first place regarding the word of God. So these are serious candidates of people who can easily leave the faith. So my plea to listeners is we should guard ourselves, guard our hearts against this deception, because we are going to see more. This is just the beginning. Jesus said these are the beginnings. I mean, we are going to see more deceptive things. This guy, as I see, I'm saying it, he didn't do any miracle. But look at the way he's been able to deceive the whole world. Even CNN talking about it. From Australia to wherever, I mean, followers. Hey, it's serious. I'm sure the devil is really strategizing for the next move, because if just this random person from South Africa, unknown pastor, just sit somewhere in a podcast and just says this freely and people can believe it like this, oh, then when powerful miracles are added to it, can you imagine the way people will fall for it? Already we are in a generation that wants to see things, signs and wonders, the prophetic. So if people see such things, then they would, oh no, it would be serious. It would be serious. So listeners, let's just guard our hearts, ensure that we really ground ourselves in the word of God more, because the way the deception is going, yeah, these are just warning shots. So obviously we are going to see and hear more. All right, so we have, you know, for those who follow the U.S. news, the world news, Charlie Kirk was assassinated, murdered, and then the wife gave a speech. Yeah, it's quite an inspiring one. So this news is Erica Kirk forgives her husband's killer and says it's what Christ did, what Charlie would do. Erica Kirk, the widow of slain Christian conservative influencer Charlie Kirk, forgave his killer as she delivered an address to tens of thousands of people gathered at the memorial service in his honor. The hours-long event honoring Charlie Kirk's life was held at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, on Sunday, and was watched by millions worldwide. Speakers eulogizing Kirk's life included President Donald Trump and members of his cabinet, as well as Turning Point USA and TPSU Faith employees. Kirk's pastor, conservative media influencers, and musical performances by renowned Christian artists. During her emotional speech, Erica Kirk forgave her husband's assassin, Tyler Robinson, who shot the 31-year-old TPUSA founder at Utah Valley University on September 10th during a Q&A session on campus as part of the America Comeback Tour. After describing how on the cross our Savior said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," she said, "That young man, I forgive him," leading to heartfelt applause from the audience. "I forgive him because it was what Christ did, and it is what Charlie would do," she said. "The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love. It's love. Love our enemies and love for those who persecute us." Wow, what a powerful thing. So interestingly, this news came this week. Tim Allen is an entertainer. Tim Allen, inspired by Charlie Kirk's widow to forgive his father's killer after 60 years. Wow. So actor Tim Allen said that he has struggled for over 60 years to forgive the drunk driver who killed his father, only now finding the will to do so after hearing Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, say that she forgave the young man charged with murdering her husband. I mean, this is so inspiring because, you know, it can give you an idea as to how many other people who are not celebrities, but so will not be known in the news for also forgiving people who they've, you know, they are holding for various, I mean, crimes committed against them or to them directly or whatever. You know, it's interesting how one act that, I mean, it is turning a whole lot of things around in the U.S., the murder of Charlie Kirk and the testimonies of people coming to Christ, people like this actor's testimony of being able to now forgive his father's killer. It's interesting. It's interesting. And you know, there are people who watch this and come to Christ because they will see this is indeed, this is the real Christianity maybe they've been looking for, to really see, because to see how the husband was killed, you know, world news, everybody sees this and all that, and for the wife to stand and say this, forgiving the killer, people who are wondering what Christianity is about will watch this and see that, wow. Then when Christians really talk about the love of God that they describe, then they can really connect to it. So there are people who are coming to Christ because of this. You know, we can never understand God and how he does his things. That one, we can never understand God, because there are things that God uses to turn things around, which in the minds of the man, we ordinary humans as we are, there's no way we can imagine how God will use such things for his gain. But indeed, he does it, and that's what is happening. And it's refreshing to see that people are flocking to churches and all that. I mean, altar calls and all. I just pray that this revival will be sustained, and it's important. All right. So this news says Lutherans in the U.S. So the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, ELCA, they warn that certain parts of the Bible are harmful. sometimes. In a shocking display of arrogance, a spokesperson at his 2025 church-wide assembly publicly condemned certain Bible passages as harmful and patriarchal. So those are the ones who hate that is God the Father, God is Father. So they also want to have the gender balance. In other words, the ELCA is now on record declaring that God himself made mistakes when he inspired his word. This isn't a minor issue. This is the beating heart of the Christian faith. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is the inspired, inerrant, and authoritative word of God. As Jesus himself said in John 17:17, your word is truth. Paul affirms in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is God-breathed and inspired. Not just the verses like we like. All of it. And yet the ELCA's leadership is now essentially saying we'll take the parts of the scripture that fits our culture's trends, but the rest God must not have meant that. Wow. That's serious. And then this week the UN General Assembly is ongoing, and it's very unfortunate that Ghana has taken a position of criticizing Israel at the world level. I just don't know. I just can't understand what we seek to achieve by this criticism of Israel, by the interior minister and the president. And I mean, I just don't get it. You know, Ghana, I mean, ideally, we've played this non-aligned position of staying neutral in most instances. But I mean, when it comes to this Israel thing, both the previous government and this government, is like we are always taking stance against Israel. It's amazing. But, you know, it's important to understand that when it comes to Israel, when you analyze it from the geopolitics of it, yes, you may have issues. But as Christians, we should have this understanding. We can never compare the issue of Jerusalem to any other state or any other city in the world. It has never been, and it will never be the same. So far as Jerusalem is concerned, God has an interest in that city, because even in the millennial rule of Christ, that city is going to be the part of it. I mean, that's where it is. It plays a role. So it's a city that goes beyond our normal senses of understanding things when we look at it from the geopolitics of Gaza and Hamas and, you know, this and that and this and that. It's a pure thing which the safest thing is, if you can't understand it, just abstain, because you may end up fighting a fight that you can't win. You see, the world is seeking to divide Jerusalem. You know, when they talk of this two-state solution, that's the essence of it, dividing Jerusalem, East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem. But Jerusalem, I mean, I've treated this a number of times on this program, and not long ago too, we spoke about it, I think, during the war and all that. So Jerusalem is not something that you can just see it as, oh, it's just a city. It's not. Jerusalem is not the same as New York, not the same as any other big city that we can talk of. Jerusalem, at least, if not at all, Jesus even made reference to it. Let me just read a verse. Just a minute. I think Matthew chapter 5, I think. So Matthew 5:35. So Jesus was talking about swearing. Okay, so let's start from 34. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. 35. Nor by the earth, for it is his footstool. Neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Capital K. It's the city of the great king. As at that time that he was talking, of course, he wasn't the king of Israel. I mean, king of Jerusalem, no. But he's talking of the futuristic, the millennial rule. That's where he will rule from. See, so Jerusalem transcends our understanding as it being a normal city. No, not at all. If you read Zechariah 12 and all, he talks about it. Jerusalem is a very complicated issue that, if you think you can treat it like the normal physical world thing as we know it, you run into error. And that's why the safest thing that we can do is to just abstain at most, because you end up ruffling the feathers of things that you can't handle. And you know, it's so important we get this right as Christians. Unbelievers will criticize, people will say all sorts of things and all that. But you see, when it comes to this Israel thing, there are things that happen that we can never understand it on the surface. You know, for instance, when we read the Bible, all through the Old Testament and all that, you see God fighting for Israel, God doing this for Israel. People were killed, even God fighting, people being killed and all, for the armies of Israel, for Israel. You see, God has an interest in those people. So, well, you may not understand it, but it doesn't mean you should criticize, because when it's complex, you just stay away from it. So the world is now, you know, UK, Australia, Canada, countries upon countries, you know, they are recognizing Palestine as a state and all that. Well, they can do their best, but we know the end, how it ends. The end of it is that Jerusalem will still be Jerusalem. All that they will do, they cannot change it. The plans of nations, the plans that they are putting in place, I mean, to force Israel to divide Jerusalem, give the east to the Palestinians and all that, they will try it, but it would not work. And these are the times we live in. It's interesting hearing these things in the news and seeing the reaction of the world. It's like the whole world is turning against them, and so far it's only US largely, and one or two countries that are still standing by Israel. The pressure is on, but let's see how things go. All right, the program is Issues of Life. I'll be back after this short break.
Have God answer any question you ask.
Yes, it did.
What are you going to ask?
Why do your shoestrings only break when you're in a hurry? You know how that is. You're late for an interview.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
You can ask God anything. Why don't you ask him something profound, like what's the meaning of life?
I thought about that, but that was answered through King Solomon in the Bible.
Oh, well then how about, why do bad things happen to good people?
The book of Job answers that. I wanted to ask something the Bible doesn't address.
What about, what does God want you to do?
The book of John, chapter 6. I tell you, with all the answers the Bible has, reading it is like having God right there in your living room. The thing I didn't see addressed was shoestrings.
Oh, okay. By the way, stressful situations cause you to use excessive force. Thus, you break your shoestrings.
Fine. Now I have to come up with another question.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
And may the Lord bless you and keep you and give you peace. Enjoy the Sunday afternoon. You're dismissed.
Wasn't that a great sermon?
Yeah, come on, let's go.
No, there's the Johnsons. Let's see how they're doing.
No, let's go.
Why? Aren't we doing something this afternoon?
I just want to hear a sermon and go home. If we hang around here too long, then somebody might ask us to do something.
Is that so bad?
I don't want to spend all day at church. I came, I listened, I sang. Now, come on, let's go.
Dear, we are part of this body of believers. We should be doing something.
Can't we be a part of the body, but not a functioning part of the body?
You mean like dandruff?
Yeah, no.
Look, I just want to ask John if he found a job yet.
John's out of work?
Yeah, the last 4 months. He told me at the men's breakfast last week.
How's Sarah taking it?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I should talk to her.
I thought we just wanted to go home.
How can you think of bolting out of here when people need to be encouraged?
I didn't.
Sometimes you just don't think.
Me?
Oh, shush.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky. The heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond our galaxy.
Issues of Life. This is Eben. Okay, thank you for tuning in. All right, so let me read this part of scriptures. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. You know, we rarely talk about this part of the scripture when we are talking of the end times, but it's a major part of it, what Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica. So we have Second Thessalonians 2. I'm reading from verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord
Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him. Clearly, the verse 1 describes what the rapture is, what he's talking about. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the gathering together unto him. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. So he was referring to the First Thessalonians letter in this case. Down the verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day, which day? The day of Christ that he just spoke about. For that day shall not come. Underline. For that day shall not come. Except, now he gives the conditions. There come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. These are the preconditions Paul gave. This is not me saying it. This is what Paul said. And indeed, it aligns with, if you do a proper study, it aligns with it. It's unfortunate that, I don't know, how come we always say otherwise? Let me read the verse 3 again. Let no man deceive you. So that Joshua guy in South Africa, don't let him deceive you. By any means, for that day shall not come, except there come the falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of the perdition, that's the Antichrist, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Verse 5. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. This was what Paul was teaching them. So we should not allow ourselves to be deceived by anyone. The word of God is the standard. So if anyone says that he saw Jesus, in this case, as he's saying, the South African guy, I mean, the fact that he sees Jesus, he says he has seen Jesus, does not mean the word of God is no longer important. Because the word of God is God's word, not just a man's word. And God will not go contrary to his word to reveal himself to you to say something that is opposite what he has already said. He has given statements regarding his coming, that no one knows the day nor the hour. So if he is to tell you the day, that means he's gone against his own word, and that is not possible. So as to how we can fall for it, some believers, let me put it that way, can fall for this. And it's very unfortunate, because there's one characteristic of these people, those who are falling for it. It's like they don't want to hear any counter word of God. Any word of God that is contrary to what they are saying, they don't want to hear it. And if the word of God is not what we stand by as believers, but what someone says, because he says, he said he saw Jesus. And as to seeing Jesus, the devil can come as an angel of light. So as to that aspect of he seeing Jesus, and he said it in one podcast that after he saw it, not that he even prayed about it or fasted and prayed about it, waiting on the Lord for it to know. He was just living a normal life. He didn't even pray about it. And you see, clearly you can see the scheme of the enemy at hand. Because as soon as anything goes contrary to the word of God, it should raise a red flag in the body of Christ. And this is why we need to get into the word of God far more seriously than we've ever had as believers. Because, you see, minus the word of God, we will be subject to any fiction, any story, any folklore, whatever out there. Because there's no basis for us to know whether it's true or false, because we just don't know. We don't have the word in us. But these are the times that we should desire to have the word of God in us more than ever before, because if there's any warning that we will take serious, it should be the warnings of Jesus that deception will be high. The fact that Jesus repeats deception 3 times in his episode on the Mount Olivet, in Matthew 24, alone should give us a cause of worry, because 24:4, 24:11, 24:24, he talks about deception, deception, deception. Of that whole episode, deception was in the only thing he repeated 3 times. That should mean that deception is really going to be serious. And the fact that he added the word many to even describe the numbers involved is another worrying thing, because you see, if deception is a few people being deceived, everybody is important, of course, but a few is a bit different. But when you have Matthew 24:11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. This Joshua guy in South Africa, he's only one person. Look at the havoc he's been able to wreak across the world. So imagine having multiples of him, 10 or 20 of his type, active on social media and all over the place, internet and all. Can you imagine the effects and the impact they will have if one person has been able to cause this havoc, to make Christianity a mockery? Imagine having times 20 of his type, or some even 100, because many, Jesus is many, so many there, that means there will be more. So when we have more of these deceptive guys preaching contrary messages to what the word of God says, but because their messages will be sweet to the ears of itching-eared people, they would fall for it. If anything at all, there's one guiding principle that I've always stood by, is that now that we are in the end time, you should ensure that you are never part of any majority decision, any majority spiritual decision, because if Jesus says many will be deceived, that means those who will not be deceived are few. So if you see anything suspicious that many people are believing and falling for, run away, because clearly you're on the right path, because Jesus says many, and Jesus cannot make a mistake regarding description. So if he says many will be deceived, indeed many will be deceived. And if many will be deceived, when you see any doctrine, any twisted something that many people are falling for it easily, on your mark, get set and run, because this is a potential falling away from the many things Jesus warned about. So we should guard our hearts, and as Nigerians would say, shine our eyes. We should shine our eyes well, because these are just the early days. More deceptive and more skilled deceivers are going to be unleashed on the body of Christ. They will come out of us. They will be in the body of Christ. Because how effective can deception be if they don't become like us? Of course, if they are in openly saying they are in, if they are ascribe themselves as Church of Satan, clearly, how many Christians will believe? It's going to be difficult for them to convince believers. But they would have to be amongst us, so that now when they are talking, it's going to make an impact. That is the power of deception. And that is how they can get people more easily. Because the fact that the person calls himself a pastor, calls himself a prophet, calls himself whichever title, and says that, oh, Jesus, I saw Jesus, people are already falling and believing and running after. And you ask yourself, what Bibles do they read? What Bibles do they read? And the only answer you can get from yourself, if you ask this question, is these people are not having the word of God in them. No, they don't. They don't have the word in them. And that is it. So, it's unfortunate, but it's good news for us because it gives us a reason to warn ourselves and a reason to be cautious so that we are not victims to any of the schemes of the enemy. All right, so this is Issues of Life. I'll be back in a moment.
I am a new creation, no more in condemnation. Here in the grace of God I stand. My heart is overflowing, my love just keeps on growing. Here in the grace of God I stand. And I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord. And I will sing of all that you have done. A joy that knows no limit, a lightness in my spirit. Here in the grace of God I stand.
Attention, church leaders, pastors and associates, youth pastors, church administrators, and all church workers. The future is calling. Are you ready to embrace the opportunities in the digital age? Bisa AI Consulting collaboration with Spirit 883 FM presents the first ever AI workshop for all church leaders, pastors and associates, youth pastors, church administrators, and all church workers. Theme, AI and Gospel, Servant Smarter, Rich and Further. Now is the time to take a leap into the transformative journey guided by the Holy Spirit and powered by artificial intelligence. Join us on October 2nd and 3rd, 2025 for a two-day power-packed experience where ministry and cutting-edge AI collide to equip the church for purpose-driven ministry. Get ready to explore Introduction to AI, what it is and why it matters for you. Understanding AI's role in the church, not just tools, but transformation. Practical AI tools for preaching, administration, outreach and media and more. AI ethics and guidance guardrails. Use it wisely. Lead responsibly. Equip yourself to counsel your members, especially the youth, on navigating the AI space. Hands-on worship sessions, October 2nd and 3rd. This is bigger than a workshop. It's a turning point. Seats are limited. Don't wait to be left behind. Venue, Royal Lameta Hotel, Ahojo. Register now and be part of this historic shift. Call or WhatsApp this number to register. 0246-017-642 or 0244-638-757. AI for ministry. Building smarter churches. Transforming lives. Come ready. Leave empowered.
All right, welcome back to Issues of Life. Okay, this is Eben, and I have Pakwesi, the host of Youth Connect, joining me this evening briefly. I have just 7 minutes to run this program. Okay, so, you know, the program that Spirit FM is hosting, and that's the AI workshop for Christians, church leaders, and all that. So, Pakwesi, yeah. Yeah, what do you have for us?
Okay, so still on it. We're inviting you. You know, if you followed Spirit FM for the past two or three weeks, we've talked so much about this whole program happening. And it's all because we feel as a time for the church to take a leading role in all what's going on, this whole AI space and all that.
Yeah.
And as Spirit FM, is a special Spirit FM initiative, as a matter of fact. Yeah. We just collaborating with BISA AI Consult, which is a leading AI firm for training institutions, not just church, banks, insurance companies, whatnot. So we feel as the best time for us to get into that conversation where Christians, we can also use AI as an effective tool for all our dealings. And we just thank God that finally, before being preparing towards 2nd and 3rd October, there have been several issues come up with it. I don't have money to, I wish you guys are doing it this way. Either way, you know, there's never a safe time to do anything.
Yeah,
there's never a safe time. You would have to compromise
and there's a pack,
for the greater good
schedule for the rest of the year. No, the last quarter of the year is
very packed. So so I even got a call from someone who said the timing I was like, oh, well, we can't do anything about it. But we're encouraging you out there. It's not too late to register. One thing for sure, as a workshop, that after the 2 days, you'll clearly look back and be like, you know what, I'm glad.
Yeah, it was worth it.
I attended this workshop.
Yeah.
On a personal note, you know, early this year, very early in the year, January, I think the second week of January, that was when my interest in AI became very immense. And it was all because I attended a workshop from Voice of America in collaboration with American Embassy.
Okay.
They did a workshop on AI. AI in media work. That was, so I obtained a certificate. And since then, I became very, very, very interested in this whole AI.
It was an
idea. Then we started, I started talking to Mr. Ben about, you know, you say, well, let's do courses. And since then, I can tell you, we've done a lot. So you need something to whip up that interest so you can pursue AI some more. And this is an opportunity for you out there, if you're listening. So we are inviting you again. And because popular demand that we find a way to at least make it affordable for everybody. By the good... You know, someone was listening and has been encouraged to sponsor a few. So if you're out there and you want to register, this is an opportunity for you. For those listening to me, it was just for today. Yes, today. You pay, the initial sum is 1,500 for the two program, for the two days. Program. Yeah, for the 2 days. And just for today, and already we've had a number of people.
Yeah.
We've had a number of people asking about it. So just for today, if you register, you'll be paying 1,000 cedis. And it will just give you a code where you're used to activate that. So if you're interested and you would want to be part
for the sponsor, advantage of the sponsored one,
almost that's like
500 per person,
500 CDs off your money.
Yeah.
So instead of paying 1,500, you'll be paying 1,000. If you just call the number or call or WhatsApp the number we give out, 0246017642, call this number or WhatsApp this number. We'll send you the registration details and the payment details. You do it. Then
and the code
as well. Yes, yeah. Very important, because without it, you'll be paying 1,500. So without the code, it's 1,500. Then, so that's what we have to share with you today. But we are inviting you out there to be part of this program. So if you're listening to me, it's not too late to register. That's what I have to tell you today. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Pa Kwesi Enyan. All right, so this is Eben, and indeed, these are interesting times. You know, the world is, we can't stop it. Technology has come, and the best thing to do is to get equipped and be able to use it more effectively in the work we do and other stuff that we handle, you know. We are using mobile phones, we are using computers, we are using other technologies. So getting better knowledge to know how to use it is nothing wrong. So that's the sense of this organization. I mean, like this workshop by the station. All right. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Greetings to listeners other parts of the world. And God bless you. I'm Eben. Good night.
And may the Lord bless you and keep you and give you peace. Enjoy the Sunday afternoon. You're dismissed.
Wasn't that a great...